Continuiamo il nostro viaggio a questo punto in un altro dei luoghi che oggi racconteremo, che è la Polonia, e appunto chiamo al tavolo il professor Bartosz Czarnecki. Lui presenterà il caso polacco da un osservatorio privilegiato, che è quello della facoltà di architettura dell'Università Politecnica di Białystok. Prego.
It is a great pleasure for me to meet all of you at such a beautiful place. I try to concentrate on problems of the situation of cities in Poland and of situation of public space. In case of the country with such a dramatic history, it is need to spend some time on the history. First, some general information. Poland is quite large country in Europe. Poland has six number of citizens at European Union. It has a mostly flat area. It is mostly monocultural and mononational society. Poles are about 96% of citizens. So of course, the mostly result of Second World War and of the post-war communist politics, because in previous centuries and even before the war, Poland was a multicultural and multinational society. Of course, this situation have some consequences in way of thinking of society. Poles are still rather young population. Last baby boom has appeared at 1980s. But of course, after economic and political transformation and number of new marriages and number of small children becoming decreased. The biggest city is the capital, Warsaw, about 1.7 million inhabitants. The history of human settlements in Polish area is the oldest known urban semi-town settlement called Biskupin from about 2,700 years ago. It was a defensible pre-town on Lake Island. So we can say in this case about a semi-urban space. Of course, the state was developing between Western and Eastern influences. The main stimulant to unionize divided groups and to establish a formal common state has been Christianization, of course, at the 10th century. The area of Poland was for centuries Eastern Guard line of Europe. So there was often wars and many aggressors here. It was Tatars, Turkish army, or Eastern Slavians. So according to this, there was in fact only three periods of good possibilities to develop towns before 20th century. Of course, we know that the developing of infrastructure and towns need stable conditions. So these periods were Middle Ages, Renaissance era, and 19th century industrialization. Not very good condition for developing towns was the basis of civilization and culture. It was based on knights tradition and its successors, the nobles, it means gentry, traditionally connected with countryside, large private farms, so not very friendly to urban life development. Completely situation was in neighbor Czech, where the development has been based on town middle class, traders and craftsmen. Jewish community, which was invited at the 13th century by one of Polish kings, has dynamized trade and urban life in Poland. So the coexistence between the Polish community and the Jewish was finished during the Second World War, and also in some scale also after the war, according to communist politics. The earliest towns were established as political defense and trade centers. Here we can see the first human settlements at town Poznań. Of course, the oldest architecture at Middle Ages been based on Roman style. The Renaissance era was probably the most dynamic period of developing towns. That was era of dynamic trade and urban development. That was the best period of many of Polish towns. In that period, a number of Italian architects and artists has been working in Poland, thanks to the Bona Sforza from Bari, the wife of Polish king. So the one of the most magnificent urban project in that period was town Zamość at the east of Poland, based on the best Renaissance ideas by design of Bernardo Morando. So it is not only the drawing, but we can see this in the space. That very good period of for Polish towns has been finished by Swedish wars, called in Poland the Flood. Three times Swedish invades for almost all Polish territory at 17th century. So that was first time in Polish of total destruction of infrastructure and towns. So many of even large towns of Renaissance era after that and now became only as small villages. So we have now some examples of rebuilding of old buildings, even castles like this, just in my region. Rebuilding, they became during Swedish wars ruins, and now there are some projects to rebuild them. So it is probably creating neo monuments. So the next period, the Baroque era, was also not good for developing urban life. That was absolutism era and domination of aristocrats. So that was mostly the development was mostly connected with large countryside farms, and that was political centers of the country. At 1795 became a partition period. For 123 years, Poland was disintegrated. The state was disintegrated between three countries, Prussia, Austria, and Russia, and between two cultures, German and Russian. So it is obvious that each of the area, previous area of Poland, has been only each of the part was only a periphery of which each of the alien powerful countries. So the 19th century, very dynamic period for development almost all over the year, for Polish nation was the era of partition and the fights for the independence. Although there was many industrial projects which were developed, and also commercial projects at towns. Many districts of private housing, so the economic was the periods of good economical development. At 1918, just after the Great War or First World War, that was the period of restitution of the independent state. So that was the period of rebuilding. So firstly was need of safe borders. That was also the great task of reunion of three divided parts, firstly in administration and infrastructure. But you must know that in some aspects this partition can be seen in space even now. The example is the net of railway net. In the map of the railway net, you can see very clear three different parts of the country. In this period, it means between First and Second War, was also great modernization projects. Probably the most famous was developing and establishing, in fact, the new seaport and town Gdynia. There were some examples of new housing estates established under rules of modern movement. Here you can see the example from Warsaw. Also, the strategic project was Central Industrial District as basis of modernization and future economic power. Of course, many of these projects couldn't been successfully finished because of the great tragedy of Second World War. Eastern Europe was the area of total war. Poland was probably the only one state under war rules since the beginning till the end of the war. It means for all the period of the war. Poland lost circa 6 million citizens, so about 3 million it was Jews. A few million people lost their homeland and had to migrate even as emigrants or repatriants. It was the period of total ruined towns and the industry. And of course, the end of the war was the beginning of Soviet occupation. So many of the cities and towns, especially their centers, were completely destructed. Here you can see one part of the city center of Warsaw. First upper drawing, it is the state from it is the condition at 1939, and the lower drawing, it is the after rebuilding in 1965. We can't say about reconstruction. It was on the place of completely demolished structure that was builded new city under rules of modern movement. So we can say that these are two completely different spaces. Also the best known period example of rebuilding or reconstruction was the rebuilding of Old Town, Warsaw Old Town. So that was so demolished that both architects and historian was discussing even we have had a right to rebuild or maybe to build completely new structure. So if rebuilt, to rebuild in which condition, which form, from the 1939 or from earlier period, and which? So the decision were to reconstruct mostly based on condition from late 18th century, mostly based on paintings of Canaletto, Bernardo Bellotto.
Who is the other guy?
Bernardo Canaletto, it was a pseudonym.
Yeah, Canaletto, right?
His name was Bernardo Bellotto. He made many of paintings of old town of Warsaw at 18th century for one of Polish kings. The decades behind the Iron Curtain, it was period of intensive industrialization and urbanization. We can say that the effect has been a society of two cultures, urban lifestyle and countryside. Circa 35% of people still lived at true countryside, but many of their neighbors or members of family had moved to large cities. So in these decades, that was often such situation that these two cultures had not really connections. That was in some aspects two completely different worlds. Of course, this situation nowadays, after transformation, is this opposition decreases. People becoming to be more mobile and more flexible to contacts and to choosing their way of life. Also, the transformation of agriculture helps in this process. I try to point points of way of thinking of special character of Polish society as a effect of the dramatical historical events. So it is a great individualism which not help in discipline to see spatial context and to approach to the space. Lack of feeling of stability. Many Polish generations had to start from the beginning. It is also the very strong inclination to periodical solutions. And what is also characteristic for Polish society, it is many groups of society for which experience of urban life is short. At many cities, most of people are first or second generation of their families living at the city. They moved from the countryside. What doesn't help urban life in according to local conditions, local factors? During post-war decades, the main factor in creating of public space was technical conditions and requirements of transportation systems. So many of cities are cutted by large avenues or other large streets for cars. Rather cold climate, of course. Less than half a year is possibility to meet each other at an open air. extensive structure of Polish towns as an effect of rebuilding after the war in according to communistic model, low value of ground and idea of great housing estates with blocks of flats standing free at greenery. Simply some overview of contemporary changes of public spaces in Poland. Firstly is expecting of quality of space. So we can meet often such situation when the public space is at the centers of city is under rebuilding, often for the pedestrian zones. So pedestrian zones, there is creating a new shape of urban space as attraction and the new shape of the city. Of course, we can also see the very straight process of commercialization of public spaces. We can see the visual smog, also probably the good process. It means the changing former flats at the first floors for commercial functions. But this process often is spontaneous. Of course, the development of the tourism supports changes of quality of public spaces. Of course, there is an expansion of restaurants and pubs as attraction, of course, mostly during warm part of the year. Of course, at Poland is the large number of young people and students, so they are probably the main users of public spaces. Of course, we can still see the process of fixing holes. It means creating buildings in empty spaces, even at city centers. Of course, we can see the fencing process. It is often needed in contemporary world as exemplification of need of territoriality and lack of safety. Of course, the great competition for public space are malls and multifunctional commercial centers. And also electronic tools of communication. And of course, we can observe also the urban sprawl. So in such short time, that's all. Thank you very much.